All right, the Shilling Show heading into the final segment. Welcoming back to the program John Sutz, the founder of HeatKills.us, on the dangers of pet heat stroke. And we're kind of getting into the season. We need to really be paying attention to this, and a lot of people don't. Hey, John, welcome back to the Shilling Show.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Tell us about HeatKills.us. Just what is it? And then I want to get into some of the specifics.
Sure. HeatKills.us is the new iteration of a website that I created in 2014 that went on to become a very influential and widely cited resource that presents the science of heat stroke in dogs in a format that I strive to create that is understandable to an eight-year-old, and to link it all back to scientific sources to show where I got the data. And it's just tragic that most dog parents, or at least many, have no idea of the science of heat stroke in dog physiology, and why they should never leave a dog in a car for more than 1 or 2 minutes.
Tell us about your passion for this. You've put a lot of time into it, and obviously it hits home.
So as you know, I adopted a very special dog soon after moving to Charlottesville from far away after 9/11, Shayna, and she became an integral part of my life, and we became sort of a little bit famous here in Charlottesville. And in the course of our travels, I would occasionally and then more frequently come across June, July, August, September, dogs left in hot cars in shopping malls, theaters, et cetera, public parks. And I'm not a genius. I'm not a veterinarian. But it just seemed to me to be insanely dangerous to do this, even if the windows are cracked a little bit. I began videotaping and photographing and documenting these incidents, and then talking to veterinarians who explained to me the science of this. And I began parking all these videos on a YouTube channel. And eventually I felt I had enough data, and there was nothing out there that addressed this in a serious, simple, crystal clear, accountable way, that in tribute to Shayna and other dogs that I know that are highly loved, I wanted to create something from the ground up that would be the definitive go-to gold standard resource for anyone in the world who's concerned about this problem.
You have a lot of interesting information there. I was noticing this chart of temperature versus time and how quickly temperatures can rise in vehicles. Let's talk about that, because, again, if you're out of your car, you're not really experiencing that.
No, it's the first thing to know is that, contrary to popular myth, dogs can't sweat. Mm-hmm. So if you can imagine wrapping yourself in cellophane and then putting on a fur coat and going and sitting in a car in direct sunlight, even if the windows are open a little bit, you're going to be begging to get out of that car in a few minutes. And people think, oh, it'll be okay, I'm just going into Walmart. Then they see a friend and this and that, and the line's too long. And before long, the dog's been in there for 20, 25, 30 minutes. And although the dog may seem very fatigued, the physical manifestations of the damage that's been done to their organs doesn't show up for 2, 3, 4 days later. And then they bring the dog to the vet because of horrific things that the dog is exhibiting. And the vet says, did you leave this dog in a hot environment? And then all of a sudden they realize that all these years they had no idea of heat stroke. And now their dog is suffering and possibly dying as a result.
Some people think that they can get by with cracking the windows. Let's talk about that.
So at the top of bottom of the page, heatkills.us/the facts, there is a video that GM produced that shows how quickly the temperature rises inside of a car in direct sunlight. And there is another scientific study mentioned on that page that shows even cracking the windows 3, 4, 5 inches, it doesn't really matter. It's sort of like having an oven turned on and the doors open 2 or 3 inches. It doesn't appreciably change the rise in temperature that dog is suffering in.
Let's go to the phones, 977-1070. If you have comments or questions, Hank is on the line. Hank, you're on with John Sutz. Go right ahead.
Hey, John, I've just got a question for you. As a bystander, just a civilian, if I'm in a parking lot, say at Lowe's on a July 4th day and it's 100 degrees outside and I see a pet, what am I obligated, or what am I protected to do? If I need to do something to get that animal in an environment where it can breathe again, at one point there was some banding around about what it was and wasn't legal. Has that been satisfied yet?
Well, it's a great question. It's a vital question, and I thank you for asking it. Unfortunately, I've been out of this game for a couple of years. As Rob knows, I The website was on my previous website, heatkills.org, was destroyed by a website registrar, a domain registrar's negligence. So I'm just rebuilding this site, as I explain on the About page. I simply don't have the factual status of the current state of laws and acceptable policy regarding people intervening. I know that in some states, laws have been passed, Good Samaritan laws that protect people who break out the window to rescue the dog. Some states don't do that. I will have those resources on the site eventually, but I just don't right now. It's a great question.
Yeah, and I know of people who have called the police and the police have responded, but again, it's kind of a gray area. And speaking of the police, I mean, is there an opportunity for you with this website to coordinate with local agencies like the police, like the SPCA, or other animal welfare agencies to kind of get synergy to the work that you're doing?
Well, I'm happy to report that I am in discussions with the leadership of one of the two largest local police agencies to create flyers based on what's at the resources link at the top of the page. Flyers and that sort of thing that I will adapt to present as a public service by the XXX police department to help to prevent dogs from suffering in hot cars. There's great interest in this because many police officers are dog lovers. They run into this over and over again, and sadly, it takes them away from pursuing criminals, investigating crimes, things like this, even if it's animal control. There's far more serious things that could be addressed with their limited resources than addressing this problem over and over again of people unwittingly putting their dogs in such life-threatening situations.
What else do people need to know about this?
Well, one of the things that just annoys me, if I could just pause the world and change things, it would be that nobody should be able to adopt a dog without having a basic understanding, demonstrating a basic understanding of dog physiology, dog needs beyond feeding them and giving them a warm place to sleep and stuff like that. Dogs are not like fish. They are incredibly complex, emotional, psychological creatures. In the case of Shayna, she needed a job. She needed things to learn and to do. But unfortunately, you can go down to the SPCA today, as far as I know, or any other shelter, and basically as long as you can demonstrate your financial ability to care for a dog, they will let you walk out. And you have no idea of the danger, for instance, of heat stroke in dogs. So if there's one thing that could be done, it would be to make it mandatory that you have to go through a heat stroke education, just a crash course. It doesn't have to take more than 15 minutes to simply understand dogs can't sweat and they're covered in fur, which is why you should never leave them in a hot environment.
Give us the website once more.
Heatkills.us.
Lots of great information there and more coming. John Sutz, thank you for your advocacy and efforts here. You're the only one I know of who's doing this, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
That's going to wrap up today's edition of The Shilling Show as we head into news and weather at the top of the hour. And reminding you, program note, that Congressman Bob Good will be with us tomorrow for half an hour. We've got lots and lots and lots of things to talk about, as we always do with Congressman Good. The world is falling apart, and so we at least have a good representative in the 5th District who understands that and has some very solid ideas as to how we can fix things, but it's a heavy load. You can send me an email. It's robs@wina.com. I'd love to hear from you with whatever's on your mind. And don't forget to visit us online at shillingshow.com. Give us a call on the Shilling Show hotline at 218-2349. That's 218-2349, 24/7. We'll see you soon on the Shilling Show.
Just a song. The views expressed on the Rob Shilling Show by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Views and opinions expressed by Mr. Shilling and his guests do not necessarily reflect the view of the Charlottesville Radio Group or any members of management or staff.